USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirming it's issuing fines to illegal immigrants who've taken sanctuary in U.S. churches. This woman says she's already been fined nearly $500,000 after she started living in an Ohio church back in 2017.
They know where I am. They know I'm here in the church taking sanctuary. I don't know why they sent them to me this letter.
The agency says it can legally fine immigrants who have an order to leave the country. They can fine them nearly $800 for every day they've refused to comply. After saying that it was not going to include the question following a Supreme Court ruling, the U.S. Justice Department now says it is trying to find out how to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Besides the first-ever Salute to America celebration on the National Mall as ordered by President Trump to mark the 4th of July today, the 39th annual A Capital Fourth will also air live tonight on PBS from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol Building. It's going to feature Vanessa Williams singing America the Beautiful.
I hope the audience takes away a sense of pride and being thankful that they are Americans.
The show also to feature performances by Grammy-winning music legends Carole King, Yolanda Adams, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the OJs, other film, TV, and recording artists will also be there. PETA's upset over a road in Idaho that's called Chicken Dinner Road. It's near the town of Caldwell. It apparently got its name back in the 1930s when a farmer's wife convinced the governor to make improvements to the road while they had a chicken dinner together. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The District of Columbia says it expects the federal government to pay for any damage to roads caused by military tanks and other heavy vehicles brought to the city for President Donald Trump's 4th of July event. Kevin Donahue, the city's mayor for public safety, told the Associated Press that civil engineers will assess the roads and bridges after the holiday to determine if there's been any damage. Donahue said the city has little choice but to accept the tanks and other heavy equipment despite objections to Trump's plan by the city council. Trump's planned addition to the usual 4th of July festivities include displays of military hardware, flyovers by military aircraft, a Trump speech at the Lincoln Memorial, and a 45-minute fireworks show. Iran's president is issuing a new ultimatum over the country's nuclear program. USA's Chris Barnes report.
Iran's President Rouhani saying on Wednesday that Iran will, in his words, take the next step towards increasing its enrichment of uranium as soon as this Sunday, unless European nations are able to find a way to offset the impact of U.S. sanctions on Iran's economy. Earlier this week, the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog confirmed that Iran had passed its limit on low-enrichment uranium set by the 2015 nuclear deal that it made with world powers. And in a cabinet meeting in Tehran on Wednesday, Rouhani warned because of the faltering nuclear deal that the U.S. pulled out of, Iran's entitled to increase its enrichment of uranium to, quote, any amount we want.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.